Hello, welcome to the world of Pokemon. My name is Nick, but these guys call me their Game Master. And you're listening to Pokemon Rollout, a real play Pokemon Tabletop United RPG podcast. What's your name?
I'm Paul, and I play Charlie. Oh no, Pine!
I'm Michael, and I play Professor Rudimentus Bonus Kitten Sneeze.
And I can change this one if it ends up being too dark, but I'm Lydia and I play Liliana Deadpool Person Shadow Guard. Is that too much? I can do a different one.
Nope, it's great.
We are rolling.
Okay, it's in, it's done.
I was this close to saying blind leading the blind.
I mean, that wouldn't be too far off from Charlie since he always goes in the wrong direction, so I mean...
Look at the description of Dive Ball and remember where you are.
I was just looking at that one, yep. So, yeah, I think I will go ahead and use one of those. It's a D100 and then a D...
First attack accuracy.
No. Oh... I got a 5.
I think it does hit, actually. Go ahead.
Yay!
So now it's a D100 and a D10.
Okay. Whee! I got a 92.
Okay. Subtract 20.
Oh, okay. So then that'd be 72.
Great ball hit with the law case. Hit that grammar. It shakes once. Shakes twice. Shakes a third time. And bursts.
Go!
Grimer pops out. It's a little too high for it, so it manages to not be caught in this moment. But that was Liliana's turn then. So we are on.
Man, this dive ball, it felt like it took forever to try and catch this Grimer, like 2 weeks or something, and now this? Are you kidding me?
Something like that. Yeah, it was a very delayed thing.
Charlie looks over and goes, like, yeah, what the heck? Like, I got mine. Which I roll, like, maybe I'm slightly exaggerating, but like a 0 on mine, I think.
Fairly close. I think there's something like 2. So that's a, it's a little bit different.
I rolled a 20 and I had the lock case and the great ball.
Yep. All right, Professor Sneeze, you are up. There are two Grimer, a Muk, and a Claydol on the field. The Grimer and Muk were attacking the Claydol and you were defending it. One Grimer, the Grimer that just burst out of the Pokeball, is very hurt. The other Grimer is untouched. And the Muk is currently also somewhat damaged, but does not have an injury. Claydol, just as a marker, is also a little bit damaged, but does not have an injury. So it's doing fairly well as well.
All right. Well, and I'm hanging back behind the pedestal that the Claydol is on. I'm going to Grimer and Muk together, if, say, I should use a Swift and Blast 2, how many would I hit?
I would say at the moment, given how you've spread them apart, you could hit the Muk, you could hit one of the Grimers, or you could hit both of the Grimers and the Claydol.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm instead going to use Tri-Attack at the Muk. That is a 19 to hit.
That hits.
So that's going to give us a status ailment as well. Love that. Love that. Love that for me. that is 15 plus 23 is 38 normal special damage.
All right. That did 21 normal special, which is just enough to give it an injury.
And it is burned.
The red light from the Tri-Attack gets a little bit brighter just before it hits, and this Muk is burned. Okay. From there, we move on to, it is the Claydol's turn. And the Claydol is kind of shifting around, deciding on its attacks. And it spins towards the untouched Grimer. And it goes and spits out something that slams into the earth. It uses earth power on this Grimer. And it very much hits. That did 56 earth special damage to this Grimer, which gives it 2 injuries. Doesn't faint it, but gives it 2 injuries. And it loses one speed combat stage. So it shoots out this burst of earth that slams up into this Grimer's, just like gets knocked back and is looking somewhat woozy. It is Katana's turn.
So two Grimers who are not looking so hot, is that correct?
Two Grimers, neither of which are looking all that great, and a Muck that is has one injury at the moment and looks like it's taken some damage as well.
Is there anything clever we can do with Katana, possibly? I don't know.
Something clever on this podcast, please.
Charlie tells her a quick question off the top of her head. Does poison resist bug, or is it neutral to bug? It resists it, doesn't it? I know this. The reason I know this is because I said on the last podcast that poison and dark are only weak to ground attacks, and since dark is weak to bug, poison would have to resist bug. So, okay.
Look at you using logic.
I know, it's like I do math or something. Katana, use Metal Claw. Get some damage onto that Muck. Let's stop it from harassing this thing. So, we are gonna roll for accuracy on the Metal Claw. Ooh, a 16!
That hits!
Woo-hoo. All right, so we're going to roll ourselves 2d6 and add 29 to that. That's 8 plus 29, so we're looking at 37 steel physical damage.
Okay, that did 25 steel physical damage.
Nice.
The Muck is still up.
I would expect. Also, fun fact, my daughter and I are listening through the podcast, and we are either just finished or in the middle of the episode where we're fighting other Grimers and Muck.
Oh. Yeah. Nice.
And I think that's Katana's turn.
All right, yes, that is Katana's turn. So Grunge is up. Remember, Grunge is in front of the one that you almost caught.
I'm just going to have him sit on the sidelines right now. Because, I'm sorry. Okay, so... Remind me, there's two Grimers right now, and then the Claydol.
Two Grimers, a Muck, and the Claydol.
Oh, and a Muck. Okay. Which one's looking the best right now?
The best
not is including the Claydol.
Is the one that got hit with Earth Power. That one's the one that's looking the best out of all of them. The one in front of you has no injuries, but looks like it's teetering because it managed to heal up its own injuries earlier. The one that just got hit with Earth Power has two injuries, but is holding itself together the best physically. And then the Muck has one injury and is falling apart.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to have him sit on the sidelines right now because I just don't have anything I really want him to do at this time. So, Grunge, sit, shake.
Shake.
Just sit there. Don't shake. Just sit.
The Grunge holds out his hand and just drops it slowly with a whine. All right, that makes it the Grimer in front of Liliana's turn. And this thing has been hit pretty heavily and is not terribly happy about it. So it is going to spin around to Liliana and bite at her with its fangs. It hits. Everyone's rolling high tonight, including the enemies. Oh boy, so it used Poison Fang. It hit. It did 30 poison physical damage to Liliana, and you are badly poisoned.
No. Uh-oh.
Would you allow Katana to use the Friend Guard? Yeah. So this is a what kind of attack is this?
This is a physical attack.
And it's is it poison or dark?
Poison.
Cool. I want Katana to use Friend Guard.
Okay, it is not attacking Katana. Is Katana adjacent to Liliana?
I suppose that is the question. In your mind, has... So Katana did just attack
the
Muck.
And it is not the Muck attacking, it is the Grimer. No. It is the Grimer right in front of Liliana that's attacking.
My bad, doesn't do it, sorry. You're on your own.
It's a little too far away,
that's
I'm afraid.
That's okay.
So, 30 poison physical damage.
I appreciate the thoughts.
And you are badly poisoned. If you take a standard action on your turn, or you're prevented from doing so due to sleep, flinching, paralysis, or anything else, you lose 5 HP. The amount of HP you lose doubles every round. So So 5, then 10, then 20, then 40, so on and so forth. That is badly poisoned.
Dang.
So it just chomped and did that. The other Grimer is right near the pedestal and just got smacked. It is going to reach up and try to crunch at the clay doll that smacked it. They're going to get into a little slugging match. It just barely misses as the clay doll dances away. So, clay doll is safe for the moment. The muck looks at all of you and squirts out back out through the crack that it came in. It runs away.
Oh, no, wait, I think I... Oh, yeah!
Well, yeah, yep, use pursuit.
Can if you want to.
You'll take the damage with your standard action. You will,
but so you'll take five damage after this. But go ahead and roll accuracy.
And then comboing right after that, Charlie's going to do a fast pitch.
Let's see what happens after with pursuit first.
Okay.
I keep forgetting that Liliana has that now too. It's not just ruse. Okay, I got a 15 for accuracy.
That hits. And look at how damage works with pursuits. So because you're doing it, you roll 2d8 plus 10 plus 1. So 2d8 plus 32.
I forgot I needed dice for this game. There we go.
They usually help.
Okay. That hasn't happened since 2016.
Nothing has happened since 2016. Okay, 2d8. So 13 plus 10, so, right? You had said plus 10?
Yeah, plus 10 and then plus 22.
47. 47 dark physical.
23 plus 22. It's 45.
Yeah. Isn't that 47?
It's 45.
Oh, yeah, 45.
No worries. So,
that hasn't happened since 2016. Oh, boy. I need to go to bed.
Like I said last class, everyone, or last cast, everyone's good at doing math at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
That's why we have someone on Pacific time.
45 dark physical damage. 45. That did 18 dark physical damage, which is enough to give the muck another injury and faint it.
No. Hang on.
So Liliana rushes forward and slams into it, and it splatters.
Oh, no.
Hang on, let me look up, and maybe, Nick, with your encyclopedic knowledge of this game, maybe you know. If I were to use, like, the false swipe or false attack thing...
Liliana is not your Pokemon.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Quick, throw a Pokemon at Liliana.
Liliana. That's her call.
Well... Let me, if you...
You're not going to be able to catch this muck.
God, man.
She fainted it. I'm sorry.
I know how you feel.
You're just going to have to evolve the one you already caught.
This is probably, like, level 50, and it can join my, like, squad of, like, really big atrocious things.
Okay, I tried my best. Yeah. I tried my best, Paul.
That's their official team name, is the squad of really big atrocious things.
So yeah, Liliana, you ran into a splatter, and you're not sure whether the 5 damage that you just took was due to your bad poisoning or due to the fact that you are covered in muck slime.
Wet socks all over! I didn't think this through.
That does make it Atlas's turn.
Atlas, use Stealth Rock! So, Atlas, I want him to surround the other Grimer with... the remaining two Grimer with Stealth Rocks. As much as he can. I know it's within 6 meters.
They should be good. Yeah, you can basically just circle the pedestal and you'll get them all. So, okay. Atlas has done that. I wonder if Atlas already used, like, Wide Guard or Protect the round before. Oh, well. It doesn't matter.
I think... No, not this round.
We're back up to the top of the round, which makes it Charlie's turn.
Charlie's turn. All right. Charlie checks with, so we still have two Grimer out and about, is that right?
Yes.
Liliana, are you still trying to grab one of these guys? Or gals?
Yeah. It could be a lady.
Alright, well, I'll take care of this one that you weren't trying to catch. I'll let you try and catch that one. I'll just help get rid of this one here. So, Charlie... just takes a rock and throws it in his yo-yoka ball and is gonna chuck it.
So at the one that the other one, the stronger of the two.
Yeah, because she's trying to get the other one. So we'll see. Yep. We'll see what can happen with this. Mm-hmm. So, start with accuracy. That is an 18. I like this new die I'm using.
Ooh,
nice. Okay.
That hits. Okay.
Cool, so we're gonna roll 2d6, and we'll add 20 to that. 5, so that's 25 damage.
That did 10 damage. So it hits, and there's a hissing sound as it just melts into the Grimer.
Should've used the Pokeball. Oh well.
But it is still up.
Pokeballs are way more effective than rocks.
That makes it Liliana's turn. You use your turn on pursuit. Don't forget to take the damage. Oh, that's right. So that makes it Professor Sneeze's turn.
I'll chuck a ball at the one that Charlie just hit. So great ball with a lock case. Chuck it. Here we go. Roll an accuracy. That is 11 to hit.
11 will hit.
Okay. All right. Come on. Here we go. Roll them. That is 75 minus 20, 55.
55. Okay. You hit this Grimer with your great ball. And it capture noise. It shakes once. It shakes twice. Shakes a third time. Ding! Congratulations, you've captured a level 34 female Alolan Grimer. This Grimer has 2 injuries and has taken 66 points of damage. Claydol's turn. Claydol will spin a little bit faster and be glowing with a mystical light, and it uses cosmic power. So it's raising its defense and special defense 1 combat stage. The only non-psychic attack moves it has are Hyper Beam, which it's already used twice, and Earth Power, which can only be used every other turn. So this Grimer lives another round because the Claydol couldn't kill it. Katana is up.
Charlie says, you know, Katana, I think we've done what we need to do. We're good. Maybe we could, Katana, like, do you want to try, like, well, not talking, but, like, communicating with the Claydol and just see, like, if we can, like, let it calm down and just let Liliana handle this? So Charlie, I guess, asks Katana to, roll diplomacy. let me see what stat would be good for this. Cause I like, we're not gonna fight anything. Like, we're gonna have Katana roll charm.
Okay, 2d6.
So Katana, her intention is to, try to... calm the Claydol down, and is assuage the right word? Assuager from attacking more?
Dissuade is what you want. If you want to dissuade them.
Yep, I did mean dissuade. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep, you wanted to dissuade. That's a 5. Not only is math really good at 10 o'clock at night, so is vocabulary.
So you know those scenes from Teen Titans, especially where Raven is expected to do the diplomacy?
Yep.
Oh boy.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the moment where Katana just kind of looks at the Claydol and then kind of looks back at Charlie and then looks at the Claydol
Charlie looks at Katana with hopeful eyes and, like, very bright and big smile, like, kind of, like, takes her his hands and, like, pushes her forward. Like, go on, you can do it.
Like Beast Boy.
Exactly.
Charlie, can you give me a perception check?
Yes. I think I'm a 5 at that.
I think you're a 10.
All right, we're looking at a 16 in perception.
Okay, you do not notice where Katana went between your blink. So she disappeared again.
She's just hiding inside of Grunge's fur, like, don't make me go and talk to somebody.
It's like the looming presence behind the very friendly person. It's like... That was Katana's turn. It is Grunge's turn.
I'll just have Grunge copy Katana and go talk to the clay doll.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'm sorry, Paul. I'm going to steal that from you.
Steal what?
Yeah, steal your idea.
Okay.
It's very good. Because I don't really have anything else for Grunge to be helpful with. So here's all something right. He can do. So I'm assuming charm, correct?
Yes, charm will work.
He got 12 in charm with going and talking or going over to the clay doll and hopping over to her. Well, wait, I don't know what gender it is, but jumping, bounding over to the clay doll.
Clay doll have no gender.
Oh. This non-binary clay doll. Oh, boy. But Grunge goes and hops over to the clay doll, and he's shaking his little doggy booty, all excited, and saying, "Clay doll, what is going on? What is happening? What? Why are we attacking? Why are these not our friends? Why are they not your friends? Can we help and be your friends, friend, bro?"
bro. Grunge does that for a bit, and then kind of turns and looks at Lillian and goes, "Oh." Person is not person. Should be calm, probably, after, but person not person, no.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, that's alright. We can talk afterwards. Good job, buddy.
While Grunge is explaining this, the Grimer goes for the closest thing to it, which is Grunge. And goes for a big old crunch at Grunge. And Grunge is too happy and excited, bouncing around to get caught by this bite. Grunge doesn't even notice that it was trying to crunch at him.
Of course he doesn't.
Good job, buddy.
We are at Atlas. Does Atlas want to do anything?
So there's just the one thing left, right?
Yes.
Can he use block?
Let me see what block does.
It's melee range, and the target is stuck and trapped until the beginning of Atlas's next turn.
I mean, if that's a Pokemon that you want to catch, feel free to do so. I'm not going to take offense to that, so.
Well, it's Atlas's turn, not Professor Sneezes, so you don't have to worry about that yet.
But, oh. Right.
If Atlas pulls out a Pokeball, I will be very impressed.
I don't know, Mewtwo could control other Pokemon, why can't Atlas?
I mean, right?
A slight difference. All right. So yes, Atlas would be able to walk over.
Atlas is better.
Atlas would be able to walk over to the Grimer and use block. So okay. Roll.
It's like, nope, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Roll accuracy.
Oh yeah, it does have an accuracy.
Yep. You can't just do things. You have to hit first.
That, well, it's a nat one, so.
Okay. let me look up the critical failure.
I like it when we can just do things, like.
Yeah.
In combat, you're not allowed to just do things. You have to roll to ensure that the things you are doing actually occur.
We should just get one freebie per episode.
Only if I do.
Ooh.
Hey. I'll take that 3-to-1 ratio.
Actually, what I was going to say, I'd get 3. One for each of you.
Boo.
No. That's not how I explained it. Or how I intended it, at least.
Because what I'm imagining is Atlas walked over and then tried to slam face first down into the Grimer, basically like impacting it into the ground. As it's blocked to... Because there's one very mean thing that I could do. Which is... you're immune to move directly below you by accident, which hits the ground very hard and makes a tremor similar to if a Pokemon had used Magnitude. Meaning, I might faint it, and depending on how Magnitude works... Yeah, that would hit a lot of things if I did that. But let's see if there's something more interesting. I am going to do a variation of Andrew Weil's idea, which is line 37. So line 37 is, Nat 1 for accuracy results in the complete damage roll if mentioned attack to the user, but damage is treated as if resisted one step. This would stack with any natural resistance or weakness the user has towards the move already. So since this is a non-damaging move, what happens is Atlas slams down, and a second later, the Grimer just kind of like splorps out of that place and isn't stuck. But Atlas's head is stuck in the ground. So Atlas is stuck and trapped until the end of next round. You can just hear like the Urs is trying to like pull himself out. But Charlie, you are up if you want to do anything.
Nope, Charlie's good. You guys got it. I'm gonna hang out here and I'm gonna play with my new friend. So Charlie releases the Grimer and just kind of sits down and starts like playing with it. Hey, buddy.
Okay.
Okay. Well. Okay. Before anything happens with that, Liliana, it's your turn.
Liliana, seeing this, is just gonna do a face palm and shake her head, and then just go, okay. I guess second time is hopefully the charm. tickled my throat. And I'm gonna use a dive ball again, or at least attempt to use a dive ball again. So, oops, I never...
While you're doing this, Charlie also goes, hey, Grun, do you want to come meet my new friend?
No, don't get wet dog smell everywhere. Wait, no, first I have to roll for accuracy.
Yeah, accuracy first.
I don't even like it. Accuracy is just a myth.
Okay.
I got a 7.
7. Okay. That does hit.
Okay, so I roll a D100 and then I subtract 20, correct?
You're using a dive ball, yes. Yes.
45.
Is that after the minus or before?
After.
Okay. Pokeball, dive ball, hits. Shakes once. Shakes twice. Shakes a third time. Ding! Whew. Congratulations, you captured a level 34 female Alolan Grimer. It has no injuries, but has taken 77 damage. The clay doll, which was kind of floating in ready for it, settles back onto its little pedestal. I am so sorry, Charlie. Because you just threw out this Grimer that was just in the middle of a battle, and it responded with natural what it would do, and rolled a nat 20.
No!
Great. Yes. So, Liliana, don't forget to take the 10 damage from your poisoning.
Oh, that's right.
Charlie, you take 56 poison physical damage, and you are badly poisoned because it used poison. Because it used Poison Fang on you.
My own Pokemon did.
It was just in battle. It bit you. The thing that the Pokeball does is not that immediate.
Can Katana use Friend Guard? Is she close enough to use Friend Guard?
Yes, so resist it one step. But you're still badly poisoned.
Woof.
Grunge?
You cannot capture a wild Pokemon, throw it out the next round, and use it in the same battle. Absolutely not.
I'm not using it.
It doesn't matter.
It's fine. It's fine. All right. So 56 turns into 48. I resisted a step, so that turns into 2-4.
24.
Terrible. Not great either.
Yeah. And you're badly poisoned.
And I'm badly poisoned. intro. It goes, ah, that stings. Ooh, huh, you come back here, buddy. That's not cool. We need to have you hang out with Grunge some more and just, like, become a friend, all right? So he, Charlie returns the Grimer. Let me check my inventory real quick.
Yes, does anyone have an antidote?
I got an antidote. I'm going to use it on myself real quick. Liliana, do you need one of these too, or do you got one?
Are we technically out of the fight now?
Yes, but poison can persist for a while, so it may be good to heal it.
I was just wondering if I had to wait until, like, a turn or something.
No,
to...
you're out of combat, so out of initiative order.
I don't have any antidotes. Charlie!
Charlie unscrews the cap and hands it to her.
Thanks, man. She downs it.
So, yeah, antidotes traditionally taste horrific. So.
Oh, that feels so much better.
in the world, Charlie drinks it too. He almost, like, spits it back up, but he downs it as well.
Yeah. Liliana, like, clinks antidote bottles with him.
We're doing shots.
Professor Seas is so jealous of us right now, I bet.
Yep, so jealous.
Super jealous.
Yes, it has settled down. The clay doll has basically just settled itself back on its pedestal and become essentially inert.
Okay.
Nerd.
Inert? It became inert.
Essentially inert. I want to roll something here. I guess perception. Like, is the clay doll, like, just hanging out here? Is there, like, I want to know, like, is it protecting something? I want to know, like, is there anything significant to what the clay doll is doing?
So do not roll perception for me. Roll Pokemon or possibly occult education.
All right, occult is pretty good. Let's see here. We're going to look at 10, 21, 23 in occult.
For Pokemon, Ed, I got 18.
And I got 15 in Pokemon, Ed.
Okay, so all of you know that clay doll are believed to be modeled after something that descended from the sky and given life by something mysterious thousands of years ago. So very, very early, long, long ago. They are Pokemon that were created or believed to be created by humans or by creatures at that time and long, long ago. Charlie, you would know more of the stories that they were often set up as guardians or sentries of some sort. And so it is likely this is set to guard this space. Whether or not that the purpose for guarding it still continues, whether or not the people who did it still continue, that's unlikely, but it is set to guard this space and that's what it's doing. Professor Sneeze, you would also know this is kind of related to this, but not, you wouldn't know quite that much, but you would know that most trainers who end up with Baltoy or Claydol, they catch Baltoy early. It's rare for some, it is known, not exactly, and it's not something that you've gone into, but it's known that those who catch wild clay doll have much more difficulty training them. It's not impossible, but it's difficult.
So you're saying don't catch this one.
Charlie.
Does Professor Sneeze relay this information?
Yes.
Charlie strokes his chin very hard. I need to add to my squad.
Charlie says, so you're saying there's a chance?
Hey, you're rolling dice, there's always a chance.
Never say never.
This is the Pokemon that you saw blast out a Hyper Beam twice.
Which means it's out of its daily, so it can't do another Hyper Beam.
Today.
Right.
Thanks.
Hey.
Liliana's going to lean down to Grunge again and say, Grunge, why don't you try talking to it this time? Or she turns to Professor Seas and Charlie or would it really be able to talk with Grunge from what you're saying about it?
I'm not sure. It might be worth a shot. I'm wondering if it would even be willing to talk if it could.
Well, let's roll a charm check and let's find out.
All right.
I don't know why I keep doing this for us tonight. 18 charm for Grunge.
18 charm. Okay, what is Grunge trying to do to talk with it?
He's going to hop back over to the clay doll, all excited, shaking his little booty again, his tall tongue lagging out, lolling out. Oh, I need more coffee. And he's gonna say, Hey Claydol, friend, bro. So what are you doing here? Are you guarding something? Are you waiting for someone? Did you have fun with your friends that we played with before? Are you waiting for more friends to play with you? I'll play with you. There's no sticks, I don't think, here, but we could probably like take some rocks and we could toss those back and forth together. And he uses his little puppy nose to move a little rock closer to the clay doll. So anyways, we can do that while you're waiting or whatever.
You see the clay doll like shift its many-eyed, like two large head kind of slowly down towards Grunge. And then there is a slight, like not quite as grating, but like a little bit of like the Windows startup noise. And then it kind of shifts back up to its position. And Grunge kind of sits down, looks over, and goes, "Please do not touch the art."
Oh, sorry. And he kind of backs up a little bit. It was just so beautiful. I didn't realize I couldn't touch it. I thought it was interactive or something like that. I'm sorry. Can you show me your art, please? I'm very interested.
It kind of turns back, makes the same Windows startup noise. It's kind of clear this thing is a sentry for artwork, which are the murals on the walls.
Mm.
That kind of like bits and pieces of things that you've seen there. Like that is, it is just repeating, please do not touch the art.
So
it had its purpose.
There
you go. Or at least part of what once was one.
Hey, Grunge. Ask the clay doll if anybody else has been here. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Has anyone else been through here? Wherever we were... We were looking for some friends who came through here. There was a girl who she looked kind of sick. And a Zatu that looked black and white. And yeah, we just want to see if they're okay.
The clay doll kind of grates down again, and you're getting kind of a thing with it. Even though this thing is very, like, set up for a purpose and thing there, it's kind of looking down like, why does someone keep talking to me? This doesn't happen. I'm like there. But then it just starts, like, putting, like, a low drone for a bit that goes on for a while, and Grunge is like, visitors list. Not job to ticket to check ticket, so just counting in last day were 12, 13, 12, 14, something there, people, including 4 intruders and 3 people and 5, 6, 7 Pokemon with them. So there's about 2 extras that came through. So yes, it's likely that there's 2 things, and then it goes, visitors yesterday, 0. Visitors day before yesterday,
okay,
0.
Okay, that's enough.
Visitors day before yesterday, 0.
which way did they go?
Claydol kind of shifts over to Professor Sneeze and looks at him. And then one of the disembodied cannons essentially at its side just goes and drifts towards the other exit. So not where you came in, but where you came in.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Good art. Good gallery. Have fun. Keep it super clean.
There's a There's another, like, Windows startup sound as you're going, and Grunge turns to Liliana. What's a gift shop?
That's where you go and grab stuff without people looking.
Grunge, that was just a store.
Grunge is where you buy things for friends on trips you go on.
Yeah, bye. Friends.
So wait, is what that Claydol was saying, does that mean that, like, there's more people than just our sick friend with the Natu?
If you check the numbering, it's likely that it was just the person in the Natu who went ahead. I'm just remembering my numbers. I can't remember how many Pokemon you guys sent out in the last battle, so I'm wagering in one direction or the other.
Got it.
Because I feel like you sent out more than one each, but can't remember exactly how many, so it's in between 12 and 14 of the total amount of people. But
gotcha.
Got it. And so we are the intruders along with her. Got it.
No, the Grimer and the Muck are the intruders. You guys are visitors.
Okay.
You did not touch the art, and you did not attack the caretaker of the art. Yeah. The Grimers and Muck, by existing as acidic things, touched the art.
Therefore, they must die.
Pretty much. I mean, they were also trying to eat the clay doll, but it didn't know that.
All right, well, let's press on. Let's see if we can find our sick Natu friend. Well, like, Natu's not sick, but like...
It's friend. A Zatu, too.
But. Zatu, that's the one. Replace Charlie saying Zatu instead of Natu. Just go and edit that in, please.
All right, so you're heading down this area. The crystals are going through... and as you're moving through, this tunnel's kind of winding and twisting and going down until it hits a dead end.
Ow!
So you've run into a dead end, like there's a flat wall in front of you, and a very different, this kind of a very flat area that doesn't seem to allow you to move any further.
Come on, this has got to be some sort of joke. I'm going to do perception to see if there's anything remotely with this wall showing that, like, this just can't be a dead end or somehow was altered to be a dead
ahead.
End.
Yep, you can do perception if you'd like.
My one...
Teleport?
My one thought was maybe there was an exit the same way there was an entrance.
Yeah, the teleport idea, but...
Yep.
It was a teleport.
But you did...
But I don't know how we would check for that.
Well, I was gonna say, I could bring Nilly out, because I think Nilly followed the... Zatu before.
That's before true. This is going on, Liliana was doing a perception check to look at the wall and everything. 15. Alright, does your looking over the wall in deal with touching it or just visually scanning it?
Both.
Okay. Professor Sneeze and Charlie, the moment Liliana touches the wall flashes inverted colors for a second and Liliana is gone.
I think it teleported her or something. We should follow. Reach out and touch it, Charlie.
Is this what they say about not touching the fourth wall?
No, the fourth wall is right over there, Charlie. Don't touch that one. Touch this one.
Actually, someone laughs. But keep going. Ah!
Okay. Charlie touches it.
So does Professor Sneeze. We reach out to touch.
Okay, so Liliana, you see it first, but the other two arrive moments later. You are in a slightly different cavern. The wall behind you seems like the wall that was in front of you there. Fairly similar, at least a similar type. You're in a slightly larger room, and in front of you, directly in front of you, is what looks like a giant metal door covered in gears and shifting metals and locks with two larger gear reliefs. Shifting backwards and forwards in the center. This whole thing is kind of shifting through, and you realize, because you have seen this before, you saw it just before entering into Ratu, the gears are not just metal things, the gears are clink.
which are steel Pokemon. They're set up and interlocking together and working through. The larger ones also look like Klink, but there are two larger things connected to them that are kind of in the center, almost as though they're holding the two sides of the door closed. But as you arrive, they start kind of shifting and whirring and twisting. And that may be the time we have today. Thank you for joining us this week. You can find us online at tapestryradio.org/Pokemon-rollout, on Twitter at PokeRollPodcast, and on Facebook, facebook.com/PokeRollout. Join our Facebook group, the Pokemon Rollout Tap Room. As long as you're not a robot, we'll approve your request to join. There you can join in the conversation with creators and fans and become a part of the Pokemon Rollout community. Also, follow our network on Twitter at Tapster Radio and check out some of our other great shows at tapsterradio.org, like Intermission, Michael and Ethan in a Room with Scotch, Freddy Goes to a Podcast, and Us Play Fiasco. A special thank you to Rocco W. for our theme music, Electric Donkey Muscles, and feel free to check the show notes for the other music and sound effects used in this episode. Once again, I'm Nick, and you can follow me on Twitter at PokeRollNick.
I'm Paul. On Twitter or X, you can find me at ProfSnag. But come hang out with us in the Discord. We like to talk about things there. Nothing specific we're talking about right now, although we did recently post our D&D episode, and people have been talking a lot about just D&D in general, and so I'm glad that we added that channel. Come check us out there.
I'm Michael. On Twitter or on Instagram, I'm at MGLILIENTHAL.
And I am Lydia, and I am not on X, but I did just recently start a...
You're an XX?
I'm an XX. And I did just recently start a Fiverr account for podcast editing and things like that. So if you or someone that you know is looking for some help with editing, please feel free to check the show notes and... speak with me on that if that is something that you are interested in getting some help with. I would love to be able to do something with you. So, yeah.
Almost. You can follow me on Twitter at Behind Your Eyely. That's Behind Your E-Y-E-L-I. If you like what we do here on Pokemon Rollouts, tell a friend, retweet us, and especially please rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. If you really like us, donate to us on Patreon, patreon.com/PokeRollPodcast, and get some sweet rewards. Special thanks to our patrons, Dr. Audino, Peter Stadmuller, Kyle Albert, Micah Greenspoon, Andrew Case, David Harshman, Taylor Bonforte, Michael, Ask a Blood, Jeffrey Sho, Casey DeFritis, Andrew Weil, Spencer Toole, Froxus, Arming Sword and Buckler, Starlink, Legendary, Scotty Newton, Ursa 93, Terry Pfau, Penguin, Vincent Nazaretian, Lauren Poulsen, Stephanie Rainauer, Lance, Big Fat Nuke, Daniel Mabry, Wern the Patronizer, Autumn and April Arts, The Gaming Motion Artist, Magical Girl in Training, Justin Brennan, and Copperhead 9215. You guys are awesome, and we can't say it enough. We really appreciate all that you, the gentle listeners, do for us. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you later.
Sarah has started turning some of his sayings into like motivational posters. Like she'll just make them on her phone. And, one of them that she showed me, well, she showed me two of them today, and one was, "I'm not going to respect you tomorrow." He said, "Daddy, what if dogs don't have feet? They would just float around." Fair. From April said, "My favorite thing is wearing underwear. And the most boring thing is wiping my own butt."
I'm with you there, buddy.
All right.
That's why I have a bidet.
And he said, "Good night, Dad. Good luck with your nightmares."
I mean, that's,
it's like... It's a little ominous.
Ooh, we have two anonymous. What's the difference? An anonymous walrus and an anonymous, I dare say it, badger.
Someone is on twice.
It's another one of the Beatles, Cuckoo Cachoo.
Oh no, it's Yoko.
How did you find us?
Not again!
That's like, you know, human beings are... innately repulsed by the idea of going swimming in a pool that has a dead body in it. But we also go swimming in the ocean, and there are a lot of dead bodies in the ocean.
Even human dead bodies.
There's a ratio which we are comfortable with.
Good luck with your nightmares.
Actually, there you go. It's actually two things. It's distance and visibility. Because if you see a dead body at the beach, no one's swimming.
But if a blind person was swimming in the pool, would they care as much about them? As long as nobody tells them that they're in there and they don't bump up against them?
Well, that goes back to the knowledge thing.
A blind person leads another blind person into a pool with a dead body.
Hello, welcome to the world of Pokemon.
No one else is around.
These guys call me their game master.
Did it make sense?
And you're listening to Pokemon.
Just keep talking.
As kind of a complete tangent to this, water is an excellent radiation shield, so where the radioactive rods of power plants are, the pool that they are in, it is actually close to being safe to swimming in those pools with depleted uranium rods, as long as you don't dive down to them. But the moment you dive down to them, you're going to essentially get radiation poisoning and die. But a whole person was asked this and like went through it, and then he asked someone who worked at a nuclear power plant whether someone could go there, and they say, well, yes, you could technically swim in there, but you would die due to the bullets hitting you for breaking into a nuclear power plant and jumping into the pool. I think you said you die of acute lead poisoning. But
at least it's cute.
Yeah. Better than an ugly lead poisoning.
If it's acute versus ugly, is that what differentiates someone from becoming a superhero or somebody becoming a supervillain? Because if you get acute and you get radioactive powers, well, then people are still going to like you because you look adorable. But if you're ugly and you get radioactive powers, does that then give you a very dark psychosis so then you become a villain?
Where does Megamind fit in, Paul?
Welcome to Completely Misunderstanding Dangerous Language with the Pokemon Rollout.
I mean, that's like half of what we do here.
Yeah.
It's not misunderstanding the English language, it's intentionally bending it to our will.
Yep.
Yes.
No, the language does not bend, you just choose to forsake it.
So, are we dealing with some Grimers and some Muck?
Yeah, let's say, do you guys remember where you were and what you were doing?
Yeah, because of Lydia's fantastic editing, we are just about current with the podcast, so.
Hey. Yes.
That hasn't happened since 2016.
For the first time in a very...
Obscurantism and obfuscation.
Orally observed, gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Gentle listener.
Obviated objects of oblivion.
Obambulating about.
Offered unto you.
Offered unto you.
Offered unto you.
In the Tapestry Radio Network.
Tapestryradio.org.
From our fancy to yours.